Bodjev and Alfik were waiting with a lot of cave mob shrews, all carrying weapons. Tag went over to where Ribro lay dead, stiff as a board. Tag looked up, his expression hardening. Alfik grinned.
A morning to you, big fella, you git. No worry about that one. He not a coming with us. Oh no, think, think, like snakey fish. Now we no more kill cave mobs.
Seeing Tag's face, Nimbalo stood between the otter and the shrew.
You can't blame him, matey. Old Ribro didn't show much mercy to the poor cave mob beasts that he killed. They want to come with us and slay the others. We got our own little army.
Tag did not want the cave mob along with him, and decided to convince Bodjev dramatically. Drawing his blade, he laid it across both paws and held it forth to the chieftain.
Oh, great chieftain of the cave mob, I thank you for your help. But we must travel alone, far and wide, to find the vermin and slay them. You cannot march off and leave your beloved mountain unguarded. Who is strong enough to rule with you gone? I will seek out your enemies and punish them for you, because...
Tag performed a mighty somersault right over the astounded shrews and landed brandishing the blade and roaring.
Because I am the Tagarung, faster than the wind and more deadly than a serpent's tooth. I am Tagarung. I slew Yo-Kar.
Sweeping Nimbalo up onto his shoulder, the big otter bounded off with massive speed and energy. The harvest mouse clung tight to his friend's neck, dawn breeze rushing past as they dashed through the rowans and rocks, shale spurting right and left. Nimbalo gripped Tag's neck tighter and tighter, shouting in his ear,
"Slow down, you great mad beast! Don't trip or you'll kill us both!"
Pounding over rocks, leaping streams and dashing over turf and sedge they went. The sun was well up when Tag slackened his pace to a fast lope.
They never followed us, did they, mate?
Nimbalo brought his head around to stare into the otter's eyes.
Follow us? Those fat, short-pawed little maggots? You're joking, matey. An eagle would have had trouble trying to follow us.
Tag laughed at his friend's windswept face.
Good. So do you mind not trying to strangle me, please?
Right, then put me down. My poor paws have gone to sleep trying to hang on up here for so long.
The otter put his friend down and slowed his pace. They walked along together, enjoying the warm summer morning. Nimbalo stopped.
Listen, can you hear that?
Instantly alert, Tag drew his blade.
Hear what?
Nimbalo patted his stomach and pulled a mournful face.
That. We left a good breakfast and travelling pack of food back there when you took to leaping round. I'm starving.
Then Tag's stomach rumbled so loudly that they both laughed.
Aye, I'm a bit peckish too, mate. Let's keep going and see what we can find. By the way, I think we're completely lost.
Nimbalo took their bearings.
Well, there's the mountain behind us. I think I saw a stream up yonder when I was on your shoulders. So let's make for the stream and follow it. Might find some eats over that way.